This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial of the third officer charged in the death of Elijah McClain began today with opening statements. State prosecution attorney Ann Joyce showed body camera footage to punctuate her argument that Nathan Woodyard is responsible for McClain's death.
People have charged Mr. Woodyard with reckless manslaughter for all of his reckless acts. And the evidence in this case will be that those reckless acts, starting at the very first contact and continued all the way through.
Defense attorney Megan Downing says only one thing killed McClain.
It's not a case about whether mistakes were made or something could have been done differently. It is a case about whether someone caused another person to die, and he simply did not. The only killer in the case is ketamine.
The trial continues tomorrow. A Grand Junction pediatrician remains stuck in Gaza after arriving for a humanitarian mission. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Dr. Barbara Zind is one of hundreds of Americans still in Gaza, according to the U.S. State Department. On Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is focused on finding them safe passage into Egypt. Dr. Zind says she hopes a humanitarian corridor is established so humanitarian help can come in and she and other aid workers can leave. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A base is now using 100% renewable energy to power its ski area. The resort operator says it reached the milestone ahead of schedule. This is CPR News at 7:06.